First, like we always do, we'll just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us to do that is travel expert Onanta Forbes. She joins us each week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. And OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
Let's talk about some of the travel news headlines. CDC in the U.S. has let their no-sale order expire this weekend. What does that mean?
Well, the guidance that's outlined by the CDC has become optional for cruise lines, giving companies more control over what protocols they choose to enforce. So the new program will include guidance and recommendations for cruise ships to operate in a safe and healthy manner, protecting passengers, crew, and the communities they visit. The CDC says more technical instructions will be provided for this new voluntary phase, and major cruise lines, according to Cruise Week, are expected to participate in the program. They have until January 21st to formally advise the CDC of their participation. It's recognizing the cruise industry's commitment to providing some of the highest levels of COVID-19 mitigation found in any industry that far exceeds the environments people encounter at home in during everyday life.
So, well, that is for sure. I have said this many, many times. You are safer as far as COVID on a cruise ship or an airplane, for that matter, than you are in a grocery store. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another story, PCR testing becoming a big problem, particularly people returning to Canada in the U.S. I've heard horror stories, too.
So while the Canadian government continues to advise against crossing the U.S.-Canada border, people who choose to make the trip are being warned to plan ahead and expect the unexpected. Travelers are experiencing last-minute cancellation of PCR tests in destination, difficulty in rebooking the test, or face fines entering Canada without it. The volume of testing in the U.S. is causing tests to take longer than 72 hours to come back, which means that they're useless at the border. So, and some companies have been charging more to get the testing done quicker, and you need to consider that when you're, you know, thinking about your travel budget.
And to compound the issue, if your flight gets canceled, now you've got to rebook the whole thing all over again. So it's just becoming quite a hassle. Some good news, though. Mexico removed all of their COVID requirements if you want to go to Mexico.
That's right. So the world's most popular travel destination throughout the COVID-19 pandemic has now dropped all COVID-19 entry requirements as of January 1, 2022. Before this date, Mexico still had a health questionnaire required for all flights, including international and domestic flights. But now all passengers can pass through security freely without airport security taking them for further screening.
Let's go to Mexico and stay there for the rest of the winter.
Absolutely.
All this passes over.
Best decision ever.
Onanta Forbes, you can follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Onanta Forbes and OnantaForbes.com.